Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air. Spankwagon Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, it's Friday night. I'm your host, Trencher, sitting next to... How did you turn on your mic? It's out there.
Someone's playing a prank on me, apparently.
Yes, apparently. You said you were who?
Claude Balls.
This is the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Probably the most mellow right now, because you need a mellow intro.
Good intro, by the way.
Thank you. Another one of my...
big ups.
Thank you. It's about as good as last week. Last week had more of a rave, kind of hardcore thing going on. This is a very mellow. This is a song called Lomein, L-O-W hyphen M-E-I-N, by... I don't know if it's a group, but it's definitely someone called Snowpants. So whatever Snowpants is. What are you staring at, dude?
Oh, nothing. Make sure we have everything hooked up.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to cover this week. A lot of stuff to cover here in the first part of the
Lots
show.
Lots of stuff, and I have a
so
whole...
Let's take care of this. By the way, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. You can find us. Our official website is...
www.spankwagon.net.
Again, just to reiterate, because you never know, you may have been listening to this more than us. But I'm Trencher.
I'm Claude Balls, as we said before, and we are going to get on the road here.
Yeah, we're going to get this thing started up. First thing we got to cover... Right now, and everybody out there needs to pay attention. First off, you can join us live. We are an internet radio show. If you're jamming with us live on a Friday night, 6 p.m. Vegas time, hop into the chat room, irc.slashnet.org. The room is pound LV rocks, pure and simple. Right now, we're the only ones in there, which is very odd. Normally, the chat room is very busy.
We are chock full of people paying attention to
us. We have the listeners. We could see the listeners out there. So, don't hesitate to join the chat room and join us. Because it's one of the best ways. We'll open up the phones a little later on in the show. Like we said, the official website is spankwagon.net. That's where you can kind of find more information out about the show. But there's a lot of other things to do on Spankwagon as well that you probably may very well enjoy.
Yes.
Got a teaser in that respect. We will be adding a new feature to the site within a week. And I will say that is a feature that everybody has wanted back. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Trust me, it'll be a lot better.
Yeah, it'll be nice. It'll be very nice. It's definitely one of those features everybody wanted back. Mm-hmm. Other things to say. Now, everybody pay attention, because we're only going to repeat this about 100 more times or so. But everybody pay attention. Soon, not right away, we'll tell you when, but soon, Spankwagon Radio is going to be shifting our hours up by 1 hour or so. Right now, we're in a very comfortable state of 6 to 8, but soon we'll be in a very comfortable state of 7 to 9.
Really?
Yes.
That's news, even to me.
Yes, news even to you.
That will be
happening here in the near future. You have to go to spankwagon.net to get more information, and all my wonderful syndicates out there, they already know about this. I gave them forewarning.
So if you're a syndicate, you had more warning than I, Clark
yes,
Balls,
yes.
who is a co-host, even had.
Well, you got to take care of, the ones that are there constantly every week.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, it's not like you didn't have access to email.
Nah, I mean, that's how I got a hold of them. I didn't think you had access to email, Mr. Broken Computer.
Yes, well, Broken Computer no more.
Yeah, I see that. You got the new... What does this one have a name?
This one is actually Blue Skies 2. I'm not creative.
Originality be damned!
Yeah, we'll see if we can come up with something more clever than that. We're talking about computer name. Yes, I have a new PowerBook now.
Yes,
I picked up this afternoon. Literally, I got this.
Wait, you look like you got the music loaded. Do you got the
this PowerBook's technically right now not even 5.5 hours old.
Damn.
Yeah. Yes, I have the music loaded. Although this has not been a very pleasant transition, I gotta say. Right now, the only reason I have music loaded and available is because I brought in my busted PowerBook and had to target drive it and boot off of it.
In other words, you're treating your old busted PowerBook as a FireWire drive, and that's it.
I have a brand new Mac right now, and I'm running 10.3.
Oh, you downgraded so you can get everything moved over, huh?
I didn't downgrade the hard drive. I'm using a different hard drive to boot off of. So it's going to run a little slow. But we also have the music moving over, and I've discovered some very interesting features about the new Apple OS that I don't like.
Such as?
Such as...
I mean, why don't we dive into it? Why don't we dive into computer
chat right
now?
Let's dive into this completely. If you have to copy a bunch of files and you terminate the copying before the files are complete, it'll delete everything it moved.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't get to do the checksum.
Yeah. I'm not happy.
Oh, get over it. It has to do the checksum. I would rather have it do the checksum than have some half-there programs that could possibly foobar later on down the road.
I also was told that Apple has this wonderful little thing, and you've told me it worked well for you, but if you're upgrading from a new Mac or to a new Mac from an older Mac physically,
yeah,
they have it in the new version of Tiger where you're supposed to be able to put in a target drive cable and it automatically moves all of your programs and your settings over. And I found that that's not a good thing, the way Apple has it set up.
Really? What problems did you run into? Because I've never ran into any problems.
See, I thought it would move my preferences. Okay, and like let's give an example.
Okay.
Let's say I have Mac Mail as an example.
Okay.
I figured it would go ahead and just go and take the preferences I have set up for my email accounts and, you know, move it over along with my archived email and, you know, just simply do a copy-paste over the old ones like I do for iTunes when I migrate my files
that way. Makes sense.
No. It actually took the time to move old-ass Panther system files and replace new updated ones.
Really?
Yes, because the first time I opened it with the new updates right there, and I open up network, it says, oh, wow, you just installed a brand new Bluetooth and a FireWire adapter. No, I didn't. What's this? It actually erases system files and copies the old ones over. If I were doing a lateral move, I suppose it wouldn't be too bad.
Maybe,
but I think I
did a lateral move, so maybe, you know, for me it was a lot easier.
Safari wouldn't load, mail kept crashing, and it kept foobarring the entire hard drive. I had to wipe up the hard drive on a brand new computer and start all over again.
You know, the funny thing is, I've done that several times
and
on
I'm
several
really
different
pissed
OSs.
Too, and I'm really pissed, too.
What's that?
When I went and installed the new... Because this is a refresh unit, by the way, in case somebody's wondering. That's how I got, like, you know, over $300 off the price.
Nice.
Well, it turns out that whoever refreshed my computer didn't put all my free software on.
Really?
Yes, I had, like, free copies of iWork and other shit.
Yeah, that's part of...
It's not iLife. It's something completely separate.
No. iWork has Keynote, which is their...
speech writing software and presentation software.
Yeah, PowerPoint.
Pretty much.
Let's be honest. It's PowerPoint.
It's a cute
PowerPoint. But it also has the iWork app, which is supposed to be like the new Claris, both of which I have because I got the free demo when I upgraded to 10.3
right.
or 10.4.
Well, it gave
sucks.
Me full copies.
No demo.
Gave me full copies, but you have to go in to install it, and don't say easy install, say custom install to choose your other updates and shit like that for free software.
Interesting.
Yes.
So yeah, I have the hard ass install. Man, where is everybody? We got the Juke in the chat room, and that's about it. So you know what, Juke? Even if it's just you, when it comes time for mad prompts, we'll make sure you get really, really decent mad prompts. Did you remember the clickers?
Did I remember the clickers? Of
Are
course,
they
I have
okay.
the clickers.
And I'm assuming Leroy is somewhere, but he's kind of lost right now, isn't he?
Give him a few minutes.
Okay, so Leroy's a few minutes away, so we'll deal with Leroy when... God, if it's not you, it's Leroy. What the hell's going on here? Just saying.
Ouch.
Well, all right, so let's see. We got that new computer stuff.
Oh, yes. Then we're going to have a lot of fun with this.
And, of course,
one.
As I said, you know, sometimes
here... Yeah, see, look, new port detected. And it's telling me this because I'm running off of different OS, but before it was telling me a whole bunch of other shit.
Interesting. And now that has Bluetooth in it?
This one has Bluetooth.
Have you been done any Bluetooth scanning and seen anything interesting?
Shit, I haven't even tried that yet, dude. All I was able to do since I've gotten this thing is reinstall the OS. I have, like, a shitload of updates to install this thing right there. I have, like, a page and a half of updates and OS updates and shit. Mm-hmm. I haven't even had a chance to put those on. I just flashed the hard drive on this.
Damn. So you got a lot of work to do after the show.
Oh, yes. There is lots of work. But the thing is, too, I got some killer-ass upgrades with this. I got the free iLife or iWork.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they fucked up when they wrote me the original price. They gave me a single 512K DIMM.
Which is nice. Much
yes.
nicer than
so
a
now
double.
So now I can go ahead and upgrade as I choose. So I can just go ahead and get a single gig DIMM now and go to 1.5 gig.
Nice. Very
we'll
nice.
See how well that is.
Oh, that'll be awesome. I mean, 1.5 gig running on any computer is awesome.
Yes. But we have to, yeah, there. It's going to be a little bit of a long road. Then I got to reinstall fucking virtual PC on my new one. We'll see how well it runs.
Yeah, it should run just fine, especially once you get all that memory in there. That thing will run like a monster.
Oh, I hope so.
I mean, absolutely like a monster.
So I've now gone ahead, kicked it up 500. Basically, if anybody's curious, I paid $1,850 for this laptop. It's a 1.5 G4.
Now, why
keyboard.
Don't you, for our listeners, explain what a refresh means?
Basically,
because I think they're all thinking refurbished, but that isn't the case.
No, it's not the case at all. Oh, shit, hold on. No, don't search for new software. Okay, basically what happens is, and this is literally how this laptop was. Someone went and they bought this laptop, and they decided that they didn't want it, so they took it back.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing at all wrong with this.
Okay.
The only thing that you could tell from the difference is the box is a little beaten up, and Apple says they're supposed to give you a new box, and the seal was broken on the software and the thing inside. But
okay.
I saved a shitload of money on it. Basically, they go ahead, they'll do a... they just check out the hardware, run it through its diagnostic, then they just go ahead and wipe the hard drive and install the new software. That's it.
Now, one interesting thing is people may, you know, like I said, will confuse us for a refurbished, which is actually
refurbished
going
is
through
yeah.
the hardware a little more.
Refurbished
Apple,
is completely different. Refurbished is like, let's say someone bought this and it had like a bad power inverter card for the monitor or bad hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
Refurbished is
replaces
where
that part
yeah.
that's bad and then resells it. As a matter of fact, Apple just released earlier last week, I mean, literally, like on the Sunday after we were talking about this last week, they were mentioning how they are now going to start selling refurb through Apple Apple's online site.
Yes, and I will tell you something right now.
Virtual One listener even thought that this was a refurbish, and I'm like, no, this is a refresh. And he was
yes.
like, what is that? And I said, it's basically, imagine nothing wrong with the computer whatsoever. It never had to have anything torn apart. The person just didn't want it.
Yeah. That's
and they brought it back.
Exactly what they said. Now, yeah, this one I didn't get the full one with like the 64 with the 128. I just got 64 megs on the video card.
Yeah, that's okay.
So it's not too bad. But the thing is, yeah, I will.
You're not a gamer. I mean, that you're not
no,
a gamer.
No, I'm not
that's
a gamer. But I'm gonna make a really hardcore recommendation to anybody out there. If you're gonna buy Apple, you need to go to apple.com because it turns out that I had to buy this through a corporate computer loan. And Apple.com, their online store, does not take checks.
No, it does. Well, obviously.
For any reason, personal or for corporate purchases.
Okay.
But I found out something.
What's that?
I could have got this thing for at least another $150 cheaper if I bought it online.
Refresh. Very interesting.
You can go and for like, I think their price was like $2,300, 17-inch PowerBook, 128 meg video RAM.
Uh-huh.
Was it 512 or 1 gig RAM, memory? And it had a 100 gig hard drive. The refresh units are actually cheaper when you buy them from Apple direct. Not even their retail outlets can match that price.
Very nice.
So I'd really recommend
that.
Well,
inventory's inventory, and they're going to want to get rid of it the best way they can.
Oh, they have to.
Pure and simple.
But the thing is, the best time to go is check on Fridays when they bring everything back.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't we cover a few other things here? How else was your week?
Other than that, we're doing fine.
Cool.
The DeLorean should be back on the road soon. I've holed off on the engine installation because I got emailed by someone who has an engine out of a wrecked car with only 24,000 miles on it stock.
Nice.
So I wouldn't have to customize anything, save in case I wanted like a custom exhaust.
Right.
So I'm waiting for them to email me back, and we'll find out the details.
Very cool. So
very cool
it looks like it sounds like everything's kind of clicking into place for you.
Hopefully so.
Hopefully so. All right. A little bit more site news. Just to remind everybody once again, time changes will be happening because, you know, we've got to cover time. By the way, the weather here in Las Vegas is beautiful, sunny, and there is a volcano going off downtown. let's stall for time.
I hate this fucking song.
I know, but we're going to keep it going as long as we can. Maybe the people in the podcast may go nuts.
Great. You're going to annoy people. They're going to just be cussing themselves.
Of course I annoy people. That's what I do. It's called radio. Hey, is he here?
Well, you know, maybe it's just me. I'm not you, but I think if I were going to go ahead and annoy someone, I'd do it my own flavor. I wouldn't do this badger shit.
What would you do?
That's right. He's back, and he's on the new Power Book.
Who? Who's back? So,
let's do this.
So, does, like his new home?
Yeah, I think so.
Is he well fed? I mean, is he really? Okay, so he's well fed.
Yeah, he's got chicken.
All right. So what's this? What's the percentage of success for this laptop being integrated constantly?
Give me a sec. I'm coming up with 32.33 repeating, of course, percentage of survival.
Yeah. Nice, very
from
nice.
From my old files, yes.
From your old files, yeah, because you're having a lot of fun bringing those old files over.
I think I'm just going to go ahead, drag and drop shit, and replace files as I see fit.
You got to be careful with that because you got to deal with, you're dealing with a Unix environment, and a lot of times what you may think is a regular link could be a symbolic link, and you're going nowhere, mister. You want to fuck someone's day up on anything Unix.
Please,
anything
please.
Unix.
Because I got to be honest with you tonight.
Go to their home directory and change the name of it by one character.
Oh, yeah, that'll really
fuck things up. Yeah, change the name of it by all characters. I don't give a shit, but change the name of the home directory. In our case, you know, it'd be like tilde home or tilde root or tilde trench. Or
why would you put a tilde in there?
I'm talking in...
Put a hash, man. Make it hidden.
Ooh. Actually, Apple still uses dot, so you could put dot. If you put a dot, make it a dot file, dot name, and then it becomes a hidden file. You change the properties of it. So there you go. You want to fuck someone's day up right there, mister.
That's pretty good. And looking at the way a lot of these people just hit fucking file sharing as a default, it's not that hard.
Well, you know, file sharing as a default is going to be changing soon.
We'll see.
You know what? There's two major changes that have come down the pipe in file sharing.
Okay.
First off, LimeWire is now starting to implement in their newer version. So if you have LimeWire, keep an old version. Do not update. I think we may have mentioned this in passing last week.
Not to me, because I updated it. I'd like to know.
Okay. Now what's going to start happening in LimeWire is if you go to download a song from somebody and it doesn't have the proper DRM or digital rights management tag on it.
Oh, it just asks you if you own a copy. And I'm like, duh, yeah.
You know, but what they're going to start doing, though, is making it harder and harder and harder. So now that's going away.
Good luck.
Secondly, eDonkey, which do file sharing, and they're like you know, one of the Grokster-type places, gone. They decided
really?
To dissolve.
No kidding.
I mean, they're really cracking down on file sharing.
I got to be honest with you. eDonkey, I wouldn't waste my time on. That's like the slowest fucking connection I've ever seen.
True, but... It's starting of the erosion. After the Grokster case, we're going to see this erosion. They're
going to
take two ways. They're either going to try LimeWire and try a different business model and a different approach to protect music, or they're going to just disappear altogether because there's a lot of people out there who don't have money to defend themselves.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something right now. If you want me to stop illegal downloading, you know what? Yeah, you're going to have to fucking make it available for me to purchase on the iTunes store.
And that's true. I mean, a lot of stuff that you want just isn't available anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I got like some shit, you know, the other day even. I have an old-ass song, dude. I can even play it. Like, maybe we'll do it during the break, you know. I couldn't find this. The only thing I could find on, like, the fucking iTunes store is a karaoke version. Mm. Yeah, thanks. That helps me a lot.
Yeah, I don't think you'd really want a karaoke version.
No,
along with
that,
no. So.
Band of Gold by Frida Someone. It's an old-ass song from the 60s. Happened to hear it on the radio. Said, you know what?
I want a copy.
That. Yeah.
And your ass only finds a karaoke.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll be honest with you.
I want to point out, Diggs just entered the chat room, and he asked the Captain Obvious question of the day.
Where are the chatters?
We don't know.
We're wondering. Either something big is going on.
Something's
or
happening with the IRC, or...
Perhaps other corporations are now under the same policy we have of no surfing at work on our other jobs.
Yeah, real-life jobs. Diggs
I can think of probably about 200 people.
Diggs points out that this chat room is fucked, by the way, because it's been barren like this most of the week. Something is up. Well... Have no fear. I will fix the chat room again later on after the show.
Please, because that doesn't give me a warm, pleasant
feeling. Because
I
have to laugh. You know, the thing is, every fucking few weeks, The crew over at Tap Out that do the pro wrestling show here.
Yeah.
They somehow manage to lock themselves out of the chat room.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you're right.
So, for some reason, you know, they always seem to fuck it up. I'm wondering if maybe they clicked something wrong. I don't know. We'll figure it out there, Diggs. Moving on. Boy, I didn't really want to cover news articles right away. Do you have anything you want to cover?
As far as I wasn't
planning on news in the first...
Right now it's basically the getting to know you all from last week rant. Speaking of the music and shit right there, I like the fact that Steve Jobs took some balls.
Steve
to the music
Jobs
industry.
Took some absolute balls, and we mentioned this at spankwagon.net. If you go there,
yeah.
It's a thread started by Reverend Hammer. Steve Jobs. Okay, here's what's going on. Apple iTunes. We'll be very basic about this. Apple iTunes offers 99-cent songs.
Yeah.
Sony. Okay, and we'll call the guy in charge of Sony Mr. Asshat.
Because I don't know his name, and we feel
actually let's just call him Mr. Cocksucker. Let's really, you know, Mr. Cunt Munch. Okay.
Cunt Munch.
Mr. Cunt Munch.
You know what? I think you've just gone ahead and coined something. Cunt Munch.
This is 2 weeks in a row, dude.
Very good.
Wow, thank you. Let me go ahead and write that down. C-U-N-T-M-U-N-C-A. Okay.
Because remember, writing crystallizes thought, and you want that in your mind for the rest of your life.
You know, I want to be able, when I'm 70 years old, to go, hey, yeah, cunt munch!
Cunt munch.
And have it all just show up out of nowhere. yeah. My grandkids are going to be like, Grandpa, wow, let's go have cunt munch!
Yeah, it's going to be... It's going to be good times when we're old and senile.
Oh, my God. The things that we say now will come back to haunt us because that's the only way we'll remember it. So anyhow, Mr. Cunt Munch basically told Steve Jobs, hey, dude, you know, you need to charge more for popular songs because we need more money for popular songs. This 99 cents for popular songs just isn't making us more money.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's like, well, it's, you know, this isn't just about money. I'll, you know. Granted, it is, but you're already making enough. To which even he had to say, asking for more money at this point is just pure greed. There's nothing at all that can go ahead and back him. And, you know, that there's no justification
no.
in saying we need to charge more.
There is no justification whatsoever to charge no. more. Because, and this actually is relating back to what happened with CDs. Basically, what was I going to say? CDs had a scheme going on about them to where the price fixing was noticed.
Oh, yeah.
And they all got in trouble for it, but nothing ever happened.
No.
They're trying to do price fixing on media that isn't real.
Yeah.
It's real to the sense of the performer. It's real to the sense of music.
It's media in a sense of
what it
exists.
But it's not being burnt to a damn CD.
It's nothing physically tangible. It has to be purchased and resold. All it is right now is it's just data. Data that's automatically duplicated, and the only thing that is different about it when it's actually duplicated is the was it the RDF tag or what the hell is that, the one tag, you know, to authorize you to play it like through iTunes or
yeah
something?
The DRM
digital rights
management tag. By the way, Diggs points out in the chat room, oh yeah, the reason I came into the barren asshole space of chat, fuck the recording industry, I just today bought another CD that I first heard of while listening off of LimeWire. So there you go. Actually, oh, well, maybe we're no accounting for taste, but he downloaded, he purchased the album from him, H.I.M., called Dark Light. So without it, he would have never heard it and never would have bought it if it wasn't for file sharing.
And, you know, that's the case of a lot of things.
Well,
it's really rare that I actually go into a store and get anything that I wouldn't have bought. I can tell you right now, there's only been one... album that I ever bought because I liked the album cover and it was like kind of enticing, and I good thing I liked it, of course. That was Tiki Tones, Sounds for the Suburban Savage.
Ah, Ultra Lounge music.
Yes, Ultra
See,
Lounge.
Now here's the thing, you know, and what they're hoping for is spontaneous purchases of music, because first off, more music comes out than the radios will ever play in any market.
I
don't care if you have the greatest radio market ever. They're going to be releasing songs and albums way, way more than what they can ever play on the air. So the only way you can learn about these places are online, you know, now in the current day. You know, there's a lot of music that, you know, they're releasing. Matter of fact, God, what's the name of the group? We were just talking about this group earlier last week about Flagpole Sitter.
Harvey. It's not Birdman. Harvey something, dude. I can't remember what the fucking name of that group is. It's Harvey someone. It's the song's called Flagpole Sitter.
Yeah, Flagpole Sitter.
I don't like
Sitta.
It. It's annoying.
It's by Harvey. Can't think of the goddamn. Juke is a music guy. He'll have it in a minute. But They are releasing their next album entirely for free. They are going the route of totally digital right management, free music. Basically, what they're saying is, download it here. If you want to support us, come to a show. If you want to support us, buy a CD. It's the same theory that an author, Cory Doctorow, uses with his books.
Yeah.
He releases his books not only online, but he encourages people to make it into any kind of file format you can imagine. His books can be downloaded as HTML, PDF. Mm-hmm. His books can be downloaded as iPod notes, so
yeah.
You can read his book on an iPod. They're made in you could download his books in any. You wanted an ASCII art, if you're willing to put it together and tell him, here, I have an ASCII art version of your book.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll sell it. I mean, he'll make it available because that's what he believes in.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is that we're really having right now is, and, you know, maybe this is just me getting to be, like, too much of a pseudo-intellectual, but I think, you know, when we had things in the past, when we had, like, the Renaissance, you know,
mm-hmm.
the Renaissance was a Renaissance because people were like, hey, let's go ahead, let's exchange ideas
freely. Ideas and art.
Right, and then you had things like Industrial Revolution and stuff where it was like, oh, dude, technology, let's go ahead, let's forge ahead with this stuff.
Right.
I think what's happening is I think because there's a lot of, and I'm not saying corporations are evil, I think there's... Corporations are fine, just happens to be the wrong people in charge.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's happening is nowadays, because we're under such control, I mean, you know, things that, like, for the Renaissance, for example, you know, you had basically like a church state which told you what you could listen to and how you could listen to it and when you could listen to it.
Well, No. Let's change it, no. though. Let's take listening out of it because music was different. Let's take reading.
Well, okay, reading.
Literature.
Reading and literature. But you see, but the same thing. The medium's a little bit different. I think because what people have said, you know, everything from, you know, censoring what's on network television, they want to attack cable. I think what's happening is a lot of people are like, you know, this is not cool, man. I know that there's something else out there I'm going to like a lot more than this.
Right.
And I think it's just an instinctual kind of feeling that they want to go ahead and discover this new stuff, and I think that's why things like file sharing are really taking off, because it's that human instinct to go, you know what, man, let's explore and let's learn some stuff. I think it's really coming around, and I think that's one of the biggest things that as to why music and file sharing will continue forward. And I mean, even if the direct connection file sharing, you know,
peer-to-peer file sharing in that respect.
If that goes away.
Not BitTorrent, because BitTorrent's a little more broad.
Right, right. Even if that stuff goes away, dude, they're still going to be using it.
You know, and that's one thing that a lot of people don't realize, but, I mean, that we're opening
Usenet's
up another...
Cool.
another.
I don't think you're going to stop it.
Big motherfucking argument.
Like I say, dude, a law is only a law because it's, you know, what society believes to be popular. And unfortunately, a lot of times right here, laws are just laws because people who... have the means to put them into place do, so where they can gain advantage. You know what I mean?
Yep, I know exactly.
I think that file sharing, I think the more they try to crush it, I think the more that it's going to go away. And I think the more that they try to crush it and tell people what they should and should not listen to by way of radio play, especially on FM and terrestrial radio,
mm-hmm.
I think people are going to go ahead and strive more and more to learn to go through alternate sources to get the music that they want, even if it's not music,
you know,
they
and,
want,
and,
simply
and,
to hear it.
And I will say this before we wrap up and take our first break.
Oh, sure, sure.
A lot of times the music that people want to listen to, or is, you know, and this they're saying in the chat room here, is not the music you're going to hear on the radio. As a matter of fact, Duke points out, and if you, you know, listen to something on the radio, it's a good bet it's going to suck, and Diggs agrees.
And most time, that is unfortunately true, because, I mean, it's like, if it... God damn, dude, gone are the days of bands that were just fucking rocked so much, dude, mm-hmm. that their mere mention of their name would entice you to go out and buy their album. And I mean, like, let's go back 10 years, dude. Let's talk, like, Metallica, dude. Let's talk Nirvana. Go back further, man. Even Guns N' Roses. Okay? You know, shit like that. And I know those are, like, rock genres and stuff.
Right.
And there's other ones from other genres. But, you know, you had artists that, you know, were really good quality-wise. It's gone now. Because typically, yeah, I'll agree. The reason if you hear it on the radio, it sucks, is not because radio sucks. It's because if it's on the radio, man, someone has bought and paid for it to get played there.
That's very, very true, and, you know, that's something we've discussed in the previous shows. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take our first break. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, and you know what? I'm going to play a little bit of music right here.
I got the first break. I got the first break.
You sure? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know what? I'll say this for the second break on this one. Tonight, I want to also play some music that, you know what, I would never have heard in the regular record store had I bought a CD.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we go ahead? We'll be back in just a little bit. You're listening to?
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We shall return.
Well, we hope we return.
Well, we know we'll return.
I mean, we're
safe
for
the
here,
internet connection,
you know,
going down.
Well, don't wish that upon anybody.
Spank Wagon.
Let's make it a
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Damn, I like this song.
I'll make sure to get you a copy of it.
This is a really good song. I really dig this.
Cool. Right, you should go through some of my stuff I've downloaded.
I'll have to.
Lots of stuff. Hey, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the Buck 50 Sugar Daddy Claude Balls. Yeah, that's not going anywhere.
I like that. That was a, you know.
I like it.
Between that and Cunt Munch.
Cunt Munch, yes.
You know.
Yeah. Cunt Munch. All I can picture right now is Andrea Dworkin picking hair out of her teeth.
Ew.
Exactly.
All right, so.
I think with that alone, we can really get that to be a nit. I think Cunt Munch is better, is a probably a more negative now than just cunt.
What do you mean?
I think Cunt Munch could be a more negative term than just cunt.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's meant to be more in a humorous vein. Sarcasm is definitely involved.
But see, the thing is, when you say just the word cunt by itself, I just picture yeast discharge. But see, now I picture a fat lesbian licking it when you say cunt munch.
Thank God Andrea Dworkin is dead. So now you get to give a dead Andrea Dworkin being a cunt munch.
I'm sorry, dude. There's no reason not to be... thankful Andrea Dworkin's dead. You don't need a catchy term just to say that.
That's true. Hey, why don't we go ahead and do you want to do the bit we have ready?
Yeah.
Do we have it ready?
Actually, yes, we do.
Right on. Okay, what we're gonna do right now, since we don't have any cool neato intro theme music for this,
we're still working on that.
Not really, but we're just pretending.
God
we are.
Damn it! Why do you have to ruin the image?
I'm an honest person.
I'm still working on it because I'm transitioning between two broken computers. Thank you. There.
Nice. Very nice. I'll stick with that. This is the segment of the show where we cover, well...
Shitty middies. Shitty middy. The worst possible translation of...
So, for all of you in the chat room, I'm being re... Okay, now I'm pretending here.
Toad is also very disturbed, by the way, about the cunt munch visuals we just gave.
Yeah, he's apparently like, he's God eating. Damn it, I'm eating here.
Sweet juices like like sourdough.
Sweet juices like stale milk. Not rancid yet, but just stale.
Chewy milk. And sourdough. With rye seeds. Anyhow.
Rye seeds? Shit, go for poppy seeds.
Yeah, but rye seeds are better. They get stuck in your teeth easier.
Brine shrimp?
What?
Brine shrimp?
Brine shrimp. Ooh. Like brine shrimp paste. But still has like a couple of like, you know, legs in it. To get that briny crunch of the shell.
Okay, shitty middy. Okay, what this is, folks, shitty middy is where you can listen in what you're doing right now. Duh. So here's what's going on. We're going to play the middy first, the shitty middy. Then what we're going to do is play the real song. Now,
yes.
Everybody in the chat room, you know, you have a chance to win the Jack Shit Award or prize, depending on your value of it. And guess what the shitty middy is, so we can end it sooner so we can listen to the real song.
That's right.
That's the plan.
Exactly. But mainly, we want to see, is this middy that shitty that you can't tell what it originally is? Is it just grate on your ears even?
So
we're
going to
find
do,
out.
We're going to find out. Go ahead and hit the middy.
Let's go ahead and let's hit this.
Let me give it a little more volume there. What is this week's shitty middy?
Can you guess?
Ooh.
Just to prove that it's a real middy.
This prizes for the Jack Shit Prize. No one's guessing yet. Anybody? All right. Anyone? Anyone? All right.
They need a little more time.
We'll kind of put it down in the background here. Oh.
Wow.
This one isn't that bad, though.
It's a poor choice of instruments, mainly.
Oh, we have a guess. We have a guess.
No, you're wrong. Technically.
They got the band right. They have the band right. Ben Tai had the band right.
But the song is wrong.
The song is wrong. Nice job going in and out. But you got the band right, but the song is wrong.
Good job of just tag banging the room.
Tag banging?
Yeah. It's a term.
Okay.
Go ahead and give us a call. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas Locals, 338-8120, if you think you know what it is.
Why not? Because we'll just keep playing it to kill time. We're like that, dude.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty good, though. It's well put together.
It's just a bad choice of instruments.
Yeah, compared to some of the other things that we have played for Shitty MIDI. All right, well, we'll go ahead and give Ben Tai not the Jack Shit Prize. We'll just give him a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
So why don't we go ahead and minimize that? He got the group right, the band, if you will, Information Society. But what is the name of the song, Claude?
It's actually, the name of the song is actually What's on Your Mind. And in parentheses, it's Pure Energy, mainly because that's all anyone ever remembers it by.
Is the Spock quote.
Pure Energy.
And you know, exactly I have it. Seen that episode.
I never have.
I have seen that episode, and he goes, Pure Energy. And I'm like, wow! Hey, I know that song!
That's good. Well, what episode are you in?
Well, I don't know that. Do I look like that big of a fucking loser?
Yeah, you do. You're a comic book fanboy. Sci-fi is a slippery slope away.
Ben Tai shows back up just to point out Pure Energy, and then he fucking quits again. Why don't we go ahead and play the real song?
All right, let's go ahead. Simply so we can go ahead and...
Let's play the real song so we can appease Ben Tai.
Yeah, let's go ahead and we'll do this. Let's do this.
It's worked so far, but we're not off yet. I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Here it is.
Pure energy.
Ooh. Pure energy.
What year did this come out?
I don't know. I have to research it. It's in the 80s. I know that. Maybe 86, 87. Jesus. 1988.
Wow.
Self-titled album.
People don't realize there's lyrics to this, mostly.
It's really actually good lyrics, too. Weird video. It was just people running around in day glow. It made no sense.
Yeah.
There's also a story behind this particular track. Not the song itself, but this track right here. This is ripped from a CD plus G karaoke disc I got with my Sega CD.
Nice.
Yes.
You gotta have the song that bad. Yeah. You'll get it any way you can.
Yes. My first rip is this song right here.
This is what made you a crook. This song made you a lawbreaker. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Technically, no, since I own the CD, it wasn't breaking the law.
Oh, shit, you're a fud.
I'm trying to remember what the first... What the hell was the first song I ever
Okay.
That's got me wondering now.
What was the first song you... What was
that
the first
I ever
song
stole?
You think?
I mean, acquired. What was your first song?
I think, if I remember correctly, it was some techno that I downloaded from Napster.
For me, I know it was like 80s. I want to say it was Gloria by Laura Branigan.
You know, no, the thing is, though, I don't consider dubbing from a tape stealing. And
I'm talking about real life. I got it off news groups or.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I mean, I think the first thing I finally downloaded was like the Napster version 1, you know, and I took some got some music that way, but never really had much computer based music.
And I started using.
Actually, I take that back. I downloaded a bunch of stuff from Vert.
Really?
So it was his albums, and I downloaded some of his stuff from him, and that was even earlier.
That's one thing right there. But the first disc I ever ripped, this is the first song ever.
Interesting.
I can't tell you that, but I think the first song I ever ripped off was actually Gloria by Laura Branigan.
Wow, dude, you really have some shitty taste.
You know, it was actually on the news
Gloria,
group. I can't request.
Gloria.
I love that song. It's a great song.
Wait a minute, we covered her as a dead celebrity.
We did. I should have, like, thrown that in there.
Yeah, really? Where was this information?
She broke the file, Cherry.
Where was this information 2 years ago? Jesus Christ. Speaking of dead celebrities of the week.
Fucking nitpick.
Well, I'm going to nitpick.
I'm that good with the music.
You don't take credit for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time at Spank Wagon Radio, where we honor the dead celebrities by giving them dead
props. No.
Dead celebrities whenever.
Ever.
This week's dead celebrity, Don Adams of Get Smart. He was 82 years old. The dry, wry-voiced comedian who starred as the fumbling secret agent Maxwell Smart in the 1960s TV spoof of James Bond movies passed away. He was the age of 82. Adams died of a lung infection late Saturday at Cedars-Sinai. Yeah, another one dead at Cedars-Sinai. Yeah!
Hospital in Los Angeles, California.
This was confirmed by his friend and former agent Bruce Tufeld, who confirmed it on Monday, adding the actor broke his hip a year ago and had been ill ever since. As the inept Agent 86 of the super-secret federal agency Control, Adams captured TV viewers with his antics in combating the evil agents of chaos. When his explanations failed to convince the villains or his boss, he tried another tact. He coined a catchphrase. Would you believe...
He coined the catchphrase, would you believe?
Apparently so. That's what they say here. I don't know. CNN isn't the most...
What kind of fucking catchphrase is that? Would you believe?
Would you believe? Waka waka. Don Adams. Your dead celebrity of the week. He was 82. He's in a better place now. Come on, you break your hip, you can't move around, you're just...
Ye
aging.
Shall be missed!
Just saying.
I guess. Anyhow. Damn it, I'm so fucking pissed right there.
What are you doing?
Well, you know what? Wouldn't you fucking believe it? I actually had... yes, I swear, I actually had one of the fucking techno remixes from Danger Mouse for the Inspector Gadget theme. It's a really cool one.
Oh, yeah.
But it's
I
on
that.
My G3 because I've been booting between fucking discs.
You know,
all
I know week. Where you got that one, too, from.
Actually, no, I downloaded it off LimeWire. I heard it from you originally.
Yeah, I heard it from you originally.
But I, yeah.
So, I got a question. Should we do this the way we did this last week, or should we do this in a different format?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, we you know, we can kind of rub salt in the wound. You want to rub salt in the wound?
Do I really have to do this again?
Nah, let's not do that.
Jesus Christ, man.
But I do want to do this. You're going to like this one. This is something I pulled off of Wikipedia, or Wikinews.
Because as it is right now, if I hear typewriters, I cringe.
Last month, the FBI's Washington field office began an internal recruitment drive to staff new anti-obscenity squad. The job of the new squad would be to gather evidence against the manufacturers and purveyors of pornography. It requires about 8 agents, a supervisor, and assistant support help. The squad would not be concerned with child pornography. No. They're not going after child porn. They're going to focus the pornography that depicts and is marketed to consenting adults. They're going after legal porn.
Where is this?
FBI, Washington.
And what are they? And why?
Basically, hold on now. This is good stuff. They want to focus on adult porn. They want to focus on consensual adult porn. The squad would target bestiality, urination, defecation, and sadomasochistic behavior, which has a high rate of conviction in jury trials. So they want to go, Bob here fucked a deer. He's going to prison. Well, they want to go and get the source of inspiration for Bob fucking a deer.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
That's fucking stupid.
The initiative is described as one of the top priorities of Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez.
Shit is wasting my fucking tax dollars.
Hold on. As well as FBI Director Robert S. Mueller III. Gonzalez has said that adult pornography is a threat to families and children. Wait a minute. Answer. How? How can adult pornography... pornography that's made, marketed, sold to adults consentingly, harmful to children. It's not like it's child porn. That's harmful for children in many ways.
Shit like child porn, I think that shit is really harmful because, number one, you know, the people who watch child porn are usually ones that, you know, are weaklings that can only figure they can score with fucking kids like Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
And, of course, it harms the people who participate in it, just like if you're watching, like, a fucking rape video.
Exactly. It's by the way, we're going to want a lot of feedback on this one. So, callers, you're more than welcome to call in. Claude, let's give them the number officially.
1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas Locals, 383-8120.
So for those of you who are listening in live, give us a call. We want to hear some opinions. Let me finish reading the article here. Christian groups such as the Family Research Council, haven't we researched them?
Let's stop for 1 second right here. Let's stop.
Family Research Council.
Research does not mean shit. The fact that it's a Christian group is what we are focusing on right here.
Yes. Who have criticized Gonzalez for what they consider his weak stance on abortion, welcome this initiative with a growing sense of confidence in our new Attorney General.
Oh, come on. So basically what happened is this guy's going to get criticized by this group under one thing. They are fucking special interest groups, by the way.
Yes.
So he wants to shut them up.
These are fucking right. Hell, I'm going to guarantee they're all directions, right, left, up, down, okay? They all feel that they have the answer for America, but they don't want to put anything into it. They want other people to fix America for them, and that is wrong. That is foul. That is wrong. That is unnecessary.
These people are fucking idiots, man.
The Duke says in the chat room, what kind of world would we live in when you can't sneak a porn from your dad? That's a sad, sad, sad world. So, just want to point that out.
Yeah. I got to tell you the truth right here. When it comes to this shit, the problem is, basically... Let me break it down to you why these people want to go after porn, because a lot of people can't figure it out.
And mind you, this is legit porn. This is legal stuff.
This is legit stuff. Let's go ahead and let's break it down like this. See, the thing is, it's kind of like if you don't, talking very frankly here, if you've never been around black people around your life, you're going to be kind of, black people, I don't think I should get too close to them. You're going to be very apprehensive.
You're
and it makes you uncomfortable until you get to know them. I think porn is the same way. I think a lot of these people right there, I think pornography is something that, you know, the problem is it lowers their inhibitions and says, you know what, these feelings you got about this or that, you know, that's cool, man, that's all right. And I think what happens is because it's a new feeling, people get scared. I think the biggest problem that we have in America and many nations around the world as well is the reason people are just so afraid of things like this is because they lose what they perceive as innocence and responsibility.
And let me get on to the rest of this article here. Historians have criticized the FBI policies in the past for focusing on resources... for focusing resources on cases which are way too easy to solve, especially their penchant for solving stolen car cases with the intent of boosting, the success rate. Congress began funding the Obscenity Initiative in fiscal 2005 and specified that the FBI must devote 10 agents to adult pornography. Now, the Adult Pornography Initiative is seen as a running joke by many agents at the larger offices, which usually focus on national security, technology crimes, and public corruption. You know, basically what you have here is you have a bunch of people who internally to the FBI feel, what the fuck are we doing? You know, this is money being spent on something that it does not need to be spent on.
Okay, I want to comment on something Bentai said. Rape porn is disturbing, but it doesn't need to be regulated. I think rape porn does need to be regulated because I think while porn, pornography is a good thing, I myself right there think pornography. Let's take it a step further. Let's not call it porn anymore. Let's call it erotica, because if we can't call it creationism and they want to call it intelligent design, we're going to give this a nice name too. I think the thing about erotica is I think it's a good release for people. And
Hold on. He also said something else, and I want to touch on right away.
Go right ahead.
Okay. He also says that there's some studies that porn breakup or otherwise cause problems with some relationships.
And hold on. Let's touch on.
You know
that,
what?
Yeah.
You know what? If they're going to accuse porn, they also need to accuse George Washington, Ben Franklin, Jefferson, and anybody else that's printed on a dollar bill or any currency. Because a lot of times relationships are split up over
money.
Oh, yeah, but what, are they making an initiative to go after money? No, I don't think so. I just got to point that out. But, you know, Bentai does it as well. Some relationships. There are reasons to break up any relationship.
Yeah.
Any relationship can be broken up. Now, hardcore pornography is seen as far more mainstream today, according to the article.
Oh, yeah.
Partly due to its availability on DirecTV, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch. Think about that. And also an in-room television offering, such as hotels in the, you know, Sheraton Hotels, Hilton, Marriott, Hyatt. Such companies are referred to as, you're going to like this one, white-collar pornographers by Christian groups. Because they're offering this as a purchase. You can buy it. Just saying.
Let me just kind of get down to something right here. And, you know, it's really hard for me to explain this, but I think just saying it's very self-explanatory and would help people understand a lot. The end of innocence does not mean the inheritance of guilt.
No, that is very true.
It is. But I think that's the problem here. You know, when I was a little kid, you know, as a child, you know, it's great being a kid because I got no responsibility, you know, and everything else I do in life's taken care of for me. But as an adult, dude, there's a lot more rewards and pleasures to be had by shedding that innocence, which is actually a type of bondage.
Right, I understand that. I think that a lot of it, what they're going for here with this anti-porn squad, one, they are going for an easy kill. Because, Jesus Christ, we all know where the porn comes from. Don't you? You can see it anywhere. I mean, HBO plays softcore. If you want hardcore, you know where to go to get it. You know the company's making it. Vivid Video, Playboy, Hustler, Penthouse, those guys. You know, it's not hard to find, and that's kind of what they're going after. Why are they going after these people? You know, it's again, statistics that make people look good.
Yeah, like I say, I think what the problem here is I just think that these people are just that uncomfortable with it. Now, as far as things, pornography breaking up relationships, okay, let's go ahead, let's get something straight here. When it comes to erotica, you know, a lot of erotica is great for somebody if they're on their own. I think if some dude could sit up in his hotel room, he's going to get those urges.
You know,
or even a woman.
And
if they can just rub one out then and there, then they're fine. No, I'm serious.
No, I believe you. I'm laughing at rub one out. You know, there
yeah,
you go.
They don't have to go.
Get it taken care of.
Yeah, they don't. They're
have a good wank. Live your life.
They're not going to engage in prostitution, which I think prostitution is more of a threat to a marriage, you know, than anything else, you know. Because the guy's going to realize, hey, my wife sucks, or lack thereof does not suck, so, you know, I'm going to go elsewhere. I think the biggest reasons that, you know, they're trying to say pornography has broken up relationships, I think it's because that I think if porn is going to break up your relationship because, like, let's say a guy has a copy of it, you know, and his girlfriend or wife discovers it, I think there's a lot more underlying issues right there.
I agree. I absolutely, positively agree. And everybody will use an excuse. In this case, we have again our Christian fundies.
I'm going to tell you
who makes me very ashamed to say I'm even Catholic when I deal with when I hear about these people.
You know, I have a very good theory.
I'm Catholic and I like porn.
I have a very good theory about all this. I think that if you're Christian, you are not allowed to make over, I'd say, $40,000 a year. I think once you hit that mark, you should become an Episcopalian. because the problem is poor people, when they're Christians, you know, they're thankful what they have, but once they get a little bit of money, they try to fucking rule everybody else's life.
Well, you know what, and it's not even money. I'm sorry. You know, churches are built on poor.
I got to tell you right now, I wouldn't want to say all Christians are this stuck up, because they're not.
No,
but
they're not.
I got to be honest with you. I think what we really need to do, man, is I think we need to start taking the initiative and going after these people themselves, man. We need to really fucking, you know, neuter them. If we're going to have a free society, I think everyone out there that disagrees with what these groups are doing, you need to take action against these groups to remain free.
I agree. I agree entirely. So, and more information will be coming out, and I'm sure we'll talk about this this whole thing again. But yeah, absolutely, we need to watch out for this, because again, they're going after legal stuff. You know, I mean, this can lead into going after titty bars.
You know, it's going to go after a lot of stuff. The problem is everyone. It's like kids, man. It's like when people have kids. You know, you have a child, right?
Yeah, I have a child.
Yeah,
he's all of 9 months.
Yeah. You tell me something, Trench. Do you know everything there is of what to do to raise a child?
No.
Okay.
I am learning.
Exactly.
Every day.
But out of curiosity, do you have at least a good gut feeling of what not only your role is as a parent, but what kind of values you should instill into your child?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think the problem is a lot of these people who have children, I don't think they planned ahead properly to psych themselves up, and I think the problem is, since they don't know what to do and they're full of self-doubt, I think they try to rely on these Christian groups, because it uses the key, it uses basically the key word there, you know, of a Christian, it equals good. So if Christian says it's good, it must be good to raise my kids by this. And I think that's why. I think they're relying too much on these other people to tell them how to dictate to raise their kids.
What I would like to see is something happen to the hey, appropriate use of the word, the cunt munches out there, like the RTC, or not the RTC, but the PTC, the Parent Teacher Council.
Yeah.
And people like this. And even those people we've brought up on the show in the past, which are scattered throughout the archives of history. Basically, excuse me, I'm losing my voice here a little. But basically what we need to do is we need to find dirt on them. No one lives in a glass house. No one.
I absolutely agree. I think,
you know, there's,
I think we
dirt.
Should do that.
You know, and it may not be porn. We're not looking for porn on these people, but hey, what about spousal abuse? What about tax evasion?
Anything at all we can do. Yeah.
I don't care.
In a Capone type way. Find something little we can use to really...
undermine them. Undermine their authority.
Undermine
their power. Undermine
their
integrity.
We're not trying to slander them, because that gives them a legal background. But if we can
find
undermine their integrity...
Real. Find something actual, factual. Don't make shit up. Don't slander. But find something factual.
We need something, so that that we can take these people right there and fill others around them with doubt to say, maybe this person is not the person I should trust or know how to raise my kids. That is the kind of shit we need to do. We need to stop these groups now, because you know what?
By the way, everybody in the chat room, I love this. You guys better do this, because I'm going to say it over the air. Christians for porn and Jesus for porn. They're, you know, why not? Why absolutely not?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. Sex is as human
as humanity.
As everything else. Because, I mean, granted, we've turned sex from a tool to a fun little function, but, you know, that's fine. But it's still there for a purpose. Ultimately,
hold on,
to procreate.
Let's get some kind of straight right here, okay? We've not turned sex into anything. Sex is sex. Sex is what it was since the beginning of time. If sex was a chore, we'd be extinct. That's why sex has to be fun.
You know, and I can agree with that. I can absolutely agree with that. So that's one thing. Why don't we go ahead? We're going to cut to a break. Claude, why don't you tell them what they're listening to?
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And I think for this break right there, I think we're going to go play you some good music. I think, I think we're going to get some good shit coming up right here.
Okay.
Again,
my name is Trencher.
I, of course, am the quadraphonic Ayatollah $1.50 sugar daddy, Claude Balls.
You're listening to the greatest radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio. Let's go ahead. Let's play a nice little ditty right here. I think you
play it, dude.
Hanging around.
Nice. We'll be back.
Disco song. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone who's brave enough to listen in and acknowledge in the chat room, this is your moment. This is now time for your
Mad Props.
So let's get this started. First, let's give a Mad Props out to the man who bought a CD after downloading it online. Let's give it to Diggs.
Mad Props.
I don't have anything creative to say. Let's give it up to Jazad.
Mad Props.
He's a bastard, but he's a commie bastard. Let's give it up to Commie Bastard.
I don't know how to say Mad Props in Russian.
Props, comrade.
Props, man. Props, friend. Friendly props. So that sure kills. Anyhow.
They're not mad.
He's
because
just,
they're communists.
Yes,
communism is evil.
No.
We have to protect our
bodily
fluids.
Will you shut up? He's hanging out in the chat room like a chat whore, but he's not really here. It's Akari not here.
Absentee props.
Hey, he's one of our syndicates, and he listens to the show.
Wow.
Let's give it up for the Juke.
Mad props.
And we had to go into Ars Anime to remind him that we exist on Friday nights. Let's get him up to toe.
Mad props.
On a delay. And that's Mad Props for this week, because you guys are cool enough to listen to
Spank Wagon.
All right, there you go. So
that was your Mad Props.
That's your Mad Props. Everybody's like, whoa.
Are you happy?
They came out of nowhere.
You finally happy, you bastards?
You fucking bastards. You cunt munches.
Take cunt
your
munches.
Props. Take your props. Take them. Take them. And like them.
What is it with you, man? Why are you so angry at the world, man?
I'm just confused. Okay, so basically I got another news story, but you got to load what you just downloaded.
All right.
Got the news story, but you just got to load what you just downloaded.
It's loaded. That's the problem.
Oh, boy. Is it playing?
Yeah, it's playing.
Is there audio?
It's playing.
What format is it in there?
Apparently that one doesn't work, so...
Oh, shit.
I downloaded a blank file, so let's try this one.
What's going on?
That stupid son of a bitch and think Crazy Frog has been silenced in the United Kingdom by the advertising watchdog group.
How?
Well, he may have infuriated nation, but the Crazy Frog was finally silenced after advertising watchdogs banned him from appearing before 9 p.m. If you remember on a previous show, we discussed how he was luring kids into spending oodles and fucking oodles of cash to download this ringtone, which isn't downloading, it's actually leasing. And charging exorbitant amounts of money to play.
Really?
Yes. The Advertising Standards Authority, or ASA, criticized Jamster, the firm behind the commercials, for appealing to children without making it clear the cost of the ringtones.
Oh, God.
Many of the almost 300 complaints said their children had ran up large phone bills after downloading the tune. The ASA said adverts did not make it clear that its services were offered on a subscription basis, rather than a one-off payment. So, you can't hear this before 9 p.m. in the United Kingdom.
That's stupid.
So we'll play it for your enjoyment now. Thank you.
remix of that too. Okay.
Off the main board, not your board.
Yeah. I have a remix. Let's hear this one. I just downloaded this one too.
If it works.
It's not very good.
It isn't really good. Sounds like they took the original Flash wave.
Yeah. Alright, I changed my mind. This sucks.
Yes, this does suck.
Yeah.
I just downloaded this because I'm a lead hacksaw. You got more?
What's going on?
Well, that's that one. Oh, now it plays.
Yeah, now it plays.
What the fuck did you do?
I think you had the soundboard turned down.
No.
Weird. Actually, you're right, Juke. This is based off that IndyCar Flash.
As a matter of
that
fact...
That kept crashing my router.
As a matter of fact, the IndyCar Flash is one, and also takes Axel F.
Yes.
So, and it mixes the two. We've discussed this on previous shows.
I always love the one where, where someone took that IndyCar one and they dubbed it over like a Honda commercial.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
I
By the way,
that one.
Commie Bastard Chatroom says this song has a subliminal message, making me want to kill all I see. Look in a mirror. Save us
That's
all.
Supposed to be a good start.
It was a very short killing spree.
Well, you know, if you're going to kill yourself...
He just ran headlong into a wall mirror.
So you want to be a serial killer, a mass murderer, but you're going to kill yourself anyhow. Why don't you just...
That's a short-lived career.
Yeah, start with yourself first and see how that works out. That's good advice.
Yeah, you know...
You're like the next Dr. Phil here.
That's just stupid. That's just dumb, and that's just stupid. You do not want to be an axe murderer. You're stupid. That's my Dr. Phil. Ding, is that a good
ding,
Dr.
Ding,
Phil?
Ding, ding, ding.
You're not even listening to me. Hey, I like the new on-off buttons.
Yeah, but you won't silence me. You cannot silence my voice.
No, we're not silencing your voice. We're just silencing the song.
Why are you acting like a Christian?
Oh, you didn't. You
bet your ass I would.
You would, dude. You're a bastard like that.
Yes, I am.
You're a real dick like that. Cunt munch.
So I'm no cunt munch.
You are, too.
I'm no Android working in a sourdough tuna fish sandwich. Sandwich meal to the legs.
Do we have to go over this yet again? So, did I tell you how I did this? Did I mention this?
No, you didn't. Why is your thumb taped
my
up
thumb
with
is
shitty like medical tape?
My thumb is taped up to holy heaven because today I tried to fillet it off of the bone. Accidentally.
What happened?
I was cleaning a knife and it slipped in my hand.
You're a fucking idiot. You cut yourself cleaning a knife?
Yeah.
Not even something cool slicing a bagel, which everybody makes up.
You know, the shitty part about it was I just finished sharpening it. I just finished sharpening it. Shit.
Was this one of those fucking Cutco knives?
No, you don't sharpen Cutcos.
I don't know.
It was a Chicago Cutlery. It's one of my newer knives.
Ah.
Very nice, smooth blade. None of that serrated edge shit.
I don't like serrated edge. You know. You ever tried cutting like meat with a serrated edge?
Yes.
It gums up.
Yes, it does.
Especially if you have to slice frozen
meat. I have to
meat.
Spray WD-40 in my meat to keep it from jamming up. You know, same thing. You have to, you know.
And all this time I thought that was just your wife's cooking, why it shit tasted funny.
Never let her hear you say that. Never
it's
let
you
her
looping
hear
up
me
your meat.
Laugh. Never let her hear me laugh at that. Ever.
Oh, you're lucky she's probably not listening tonight. I'm going to make sure she checks the archives.
Oh, thank you.
Speaking of the archives, where can you go to find those?
You can go to spankwagon.net. That's one archive, but if you want to be cool, you have to go to podcast.lvrocks.com.
And take Spankwagon on the go.
Which we can't seem to get to work with iTunes.
No, iTunes didn't like us.
You have the iTunes account between the two of us.
Yes.
You know, you're the I believe in free music, and I'm the, well, I'll get it whenever.
All right, let's see. How many songs have I purchased
how
from
many,
iTunes?
How many? Because you have...
I have 100 songs on my
You know, I always
month.
Wonder, you know, this is your smoking habit.
Yes.
You know, because I always wonder where your money goes.
Now, hold on. Before you look, please keep in mind that on my other account, I purchased about 89 or so songs on my iMac, so that's not counted in this list.
Okay.
But go ahead and take a look at the number right there. I dare you.
Holy shit!
What's that number?
775 songs have been downloaded.
That's right.
There is proof right there. One, you got some disposable income that you don't really have. But two...
Hey, my truck gets good gas mileage.
There you go. But two, did online shit works.
It does. Hmm. So it's not everything I buy is good,
775. Yeah, that's true. You get a lot of stink Stinky shit.
I get a lot of crap, actually, dude. So. Where's that one? Here you go. Here's an example of some of the shitty stuff that I have wasted my iTunes money on. Who can forget this shitty track? And think I now this is on an album though, so I have that excuse of saying it came with an album I bought.
You keep saying you got something for me.
That's just killing. Play that. Just play that.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. Now someone else is getting all your best.
Here's my thing. Did they put a whammy bar in her throat?
Wow.
What they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
This is like shitty covers.
Okay, enough of that shit. Yeah. Oh.
Come on, dude. You don't like Nancy Sinatra?
You keep lying.
Oh, I think Nancy Sinatra does fine. This shit is not good at all. All
right, okay, so I admit it's not the best one.
Definitely not the best version of that song. I think we went over this on the Shitty MIDI week when this was a Shitty MIDI.
It was a Shitty MIDI / Shitty Cover Week.
Shitty Cover Week. Moving on, let's actually cover some news here. The new car smell that everybody loves and savors is going to have to go away.
Why?
Well, in Tokyo, anyone who's pulled away from a dealer in a shiny new car knows that the seductive scent of fresh plastic, paint, upholstery, it all invokes a rush of pride and consumer satisfaction.
Hell yeah, it does.
But that unmistakable new car smell may soon be heading the way of the rumble seat.
And why is that?
Recent research linking it to a toxic cocktail of harmful chemicals is spurring efforts by, first off, Japanese automakers to tone down the fuels.
Why are the Japanese the Christians of the environment?
I think
fuck your goddamn environmental
standards. It's not environmental. It's actually human. Basically, they're saying...
Kiss my ass,
no,
dude.
The new car smell emanates largely from chemicals known as volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, that leach from glues, paints, vinyls, plastics, into the passenger compartment.
Well, yeah.
Okay, what it is, basically, is they're giving it... A new car is a Huffer's Delight.
Well, yeah.
But no gold paint on the nose
and
mouth.
Hold on. Let's get something clear here that a lot of people don't actually know about. And this is actually very, very true. Go next time you go like to the Motor Trend show and there's new cars all around, sit inside of a Ford, sit inside of like a Hyundai, and then sit inside of like a Nissan or, you know, whatever car, okay, made by like a different manufacturer. Pontiac and Chevy are the same, you know, because it's General Motors. But you sit in those cars and they each all have their own distinctive smell.
Yes.
And what a lot of people don't know is actually they use certain fragrance that they will even spray into the carpet. And other items as well to get that trademark new car scent.
Smell.
And make it even more so.
Because if you know, you're sitting in a compartment, everything smells new. You turn on the AC, you could smell the plastic.
Stop
for the first
trying
time.
To save me from myself. If I die, I die. God damn.
Basically, though,
it's
going to
stop
oh,
the years at the end of my life, the worst ones.
Exactly. Now, here's what they're trying to say.
Shit
they're trying
like
to say that these VOCs
drink.
Are volatile organic compounds.
Yeah.
That leach from glues, vinyls, plastics, so on and so forth. Fumes can trigger headaches, sore throats, nausea, and drowsiness. Prolonged exposures to some chemicals can lead to cancer. Ah! But
some.
There's no evidence linking that to the concentrations in cars.
Oh, I see.
So what they're doing is, oh, it causes cancer. It's the new red dye number 5.
Stop trying to save me from myself when you can't even do a good job of it.
Exactly. You want to put the money into something, don't put it into defuming the car. Put it into more safety features because it isn't the car that's going to kill me. It's the other asshole who ran the red light.
Yeah, that's true.
Most of Japan's top 5 makers, Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Mitsu, and Mazda, are already rolling out cars in compliance with touting the lower volatile organic compound levels as a key selling point. In other words, now these car companies...
Are they
going to
ban air fresheners next?
Hold on. These car companies in Japan are saying, well, this car doesn't smell like new car. It's safe for you. Buy it.
Kiss my
bullshit.
Ass.
Bullshit. You Kiss want that smell.
That's part of the American culture, dude. You know, if I can't cruise up and down the fucking street, okay, because gasoline is so expensive, give me my new car fucking smell.
As a matter of fact, there are air fresheners, and I don't think they're going to ban air fresheners. That'd be ridiculous.
You know, those don't
there
smell
are new car.
Car
air fresheners. There's any scent.
No, do those new air fresheners are new car smell? No, that's new to you smell.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Damn, it's a new car, and who was in this fucker before me? Oh, that's the worst thing, dude.
Their ass must have just done nothing but leak.
Those are nasty. You know those, like, fat chicks always wear too much makeup? It's really bad when you buy, like,
dude, fat chicks that wear too much perfume.
Dude, hold on.
Oh, do toilette, because you smell like Clorox.
Dude, it's very nasty to sit in one of those cars. Have you ever been on a used car lot, dude? First of all, the seats are kind of broken in, dude. Second of all, there's foundation smeared on the seatbelt.
On the seatbelt.
And the fucking stench of perfume everywhere. Ugh.
Absolutely. And you when you sink into a seat, and it's not because it's comfortable. You sink into a seat because it's fucking broken springs.
Yeah. I'm tired of these people trying to protect me from myself.
Most of the American car manufacturers really, you know, they don't have anything set forth. Matter of fact, the EPA agency has no set guidelines for VOC in non-industrial settings. So although formaldehyde is, regulated as a carcinogen by OSHA and all that stuff. Washington-based Alliance for Automotive Manufacturers, which represents 9 car makers, including General Motors, Ford, and Daimler, says that it does not follow the issue of VOC. Daimler says it has no initiative on the VOC. So a lot of people locally don't give a fucking shit.
And shall I say thank you?
Because, in all honesty, it's part of that experience. I mean, anything we've all talked about before is when I bought my new car, when Jay got his new car, there is something to it, or his newer car, new to him. There's something to it. I bet a lot of people out there can remember that getting in the car. There's a few things you always remember, the new car smell, and you also remember significant dates of rollover. Me, I remember hitting 3,000 miles in the dust, or the third
which
car
one?
Down
which
left
one?
To the right.
Which one?
Neon.
Ah, okay.
You know, remembering, coincidentally enough, as I was pulling home from the show one night, I remember hitting 2,000 miles in the Stratus as me and my friend Ben were hauling ass down the freeway because we could. Sunroof windows down, sunroof open. It was great.
I remember the first time I hit 30,000 miles in my DeLorean.
Where were you?
I was at Decatur and Sahara.
Really? So you're at the Hell's Intersection.
Yeah. I know I hit 30,000 miles because an idiot light comes on telling you it's time to change the oxygen sensor.
Really?
And had a big fucking red light flash at
Bing.
Me. Bing! Ah! What broke? I'm like, oh, wait, it's a reminder light. Never mind.
It's a reminder. So there you go. I mean, some of the people in the chat room, call us up. 1-866-LV-ROX 383-8120.
Please.
Or in the chat room. Do it in the chat room. What do you remember? What's that one moment? Was it, new car smell, or was it when you rolled the odometer? I remember one of my parents' cars. They were so pleased that the car was still running, and it just rolled the odometer.
Yeah. I got to tell you, though, my favorite new car smell in the world, Hyundai.
Really? Why?
I like the way Hyundai smell. Part of it is the fondness, because my first brand new and only brand new car I've ever bought was a Hyundai.
Mm-hmm.
But I prefer the smell of a Hyundai interior to a Ford.
See, now, I enjoy the Chrysler, but I like the leather interior for Chrysler as opposed to the cloth interior.
Yeah.
Because the leather interior, when you get that, you open the door on a warm day, and you just get that whiff of leather.
There's only one car I've never...
It's really nice.
There's actually, ironically enough, one car you've ever smelled smelled one of these things, like brand new, like sealed interior, brand new, and that's a DeLorean that I don't like.
Really?
DeLoreans stink when they're new because they use this fucking Scottish leather.
Interesting.
Nowadays, they use, like, Italian leather inside of them
for,
like, the reproduction stuff. So they smell nice now, but that's the only new car I've never liked.
That's interesting.
And it's ironic, too.
Considering how much you love your DeLorean.
And we'll be back on the road soon.
So, other automobile news. A lot of people are really praising the Pontiac Solstice and the soon-to-be-coming Saturn Sky.
Ah, just call it what it is. It's a Vauxhall.
It's a Vauxhall. Anybody interested, actually, I highly recommend Wednesday nights on the Discovery Channel. Check your local listings. There is a show that I absolutely just go apeshit over. It's called Top Gear.
Same here with me.
And Top Gear, basically, they cover automobiles the way they should be covered. They don't hesitate to take a car that's a luxury cruiser.
And they will grill it.
I've been told they did a very negative review
of the Corvette, and that's something I'm waiting with bated breath to see, being someone who dislikes the Corvette.
Well, they
itself.
Gave a very negative review to Lamborghinis.
I heard that as well, but they love the old-school Dodge Chargers.
Yes, they love the one host loves Dodge Chargers.
He ended up buying one. He bought one, and he got roasted for it by his colleagues, but he ended up purchasing one that was Limelight.
Limelight.
Sublime.
Was it Sublime or Limelight? No, Limelight's Chrysler. Yeah. Or Plymouth.
Check this out. Quick, honest truth. Women know colors just the same as men do, okay? Don't let anybody fool you. Okay, women know periwinkle and shit like that. Men know color combinations.
Atomic banana.
But only if it comes as a car paint.
Plum,
solar red.
Plum crazy purple.
Panther pink.
Limelight.
Aztec gold.
Ooh, Aztec gold. That's rust.
No, it's not, dude. Actually, you know what the worst color I've ever seen is? And you see this a lot in California because it's the only surviving example because nobody wanted to drive them. Metallic avocado.
Ew.
Put out by General Motors
'70s. The thing is,
it's a nasty color.
My mom has, believe it or not, has a running Caprice Classic 78 metallic avocado.
Oh, God.
Interior, exterior, everywhere. That car is green. If that car were to get into an accident, no matter where, I don't care if it's your coolant, it would leak green. Everything is green.
What's nasty is, check this out, and this is the truth. If you've ever seen one of these cars, dude, especially in California where the salt is not as bad because there's not as much road salt, but there's ocean air sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
See an avocado green, like, you know, Chevelle or something like that, that's gotten into like a fender bender and the paint's flecked off, and then it starts to rust on the metal underneath, and it doesn't look like rust. It looks like the car is ripening. That is the nastiest look.
Actually, you want to talk about car paint. Let's talk about Subarus. Back in the 80s, Subarus had a problem that cars, I shit you not, I don't care where you lived. You could live in the sand belt, the snow belt, the ice belt, the rust belt. You could live in the fucking goiter belt for all I care.
The goiter belt? That'd be Africa, actually.
The car is going to rust. And what's interesting, it doesn't rust in any uniform location. It has pockmarks. This car goes through puberty, gets fucking zits, and they show up as rust marks.
It's disgusting.
By the way, someone pointed out, Gremlin. Goddamn, that color's... What Gremlin? Gremlin's a model.
Gremlins come in different colors, dude.
Yeah, really.
Now, if you want to talk about that fucking light blue, that's one of the colors I can't stand. Is
the
Ford
blue.
Light blue.
Yeah, it's a pale blue that just sort of looks like it's faded over the years.
I had neighbors that had a Ford Taurus, like a 92, that was painted light blue. Non-metallic.
Ew.
That's the color they normally paint
their
engines, dude.
Add a little depth to your color, ladies and gentlemen.
Disgusting.
Just saying. So, anyhow, another car news. Next week, we're gonna try to put together a good show.
Oh, yes.
We have plans.
Plans.
And as everybody knows, plans for Spankwagon tend to go one of one way. Shitty. So we're hoping this week it break the mold for this. But next week you're going to hear a lot of clips from us test driving cars.
Yes, that's right. Next week Trench and I are going to go on a very big basically excursion. Not the vehicle, but an excursion for us, a journey, if you will. And we're going to be test driving brand new cars next week.
Brand new cars, and what we're going to do is we're going to record, and we're going to be very blunt with you. It's going to be one of our auto episodes. We do these very, very, very frequently.
So next week, prepare for Krager talk.
Yeah, very much Krager talk next week, because if this goes right. Now, if it doesn't go right, we'll be the normal zany stuff that you hear. But if it goes right... I should say, if it goes wrong, it's going to be the normal show. If it goes right, it's going to be something a little different. And
yes, we're going to...
You're going to hear us really talk about these cars. And
we're going to run a lot through the ringers.
Because that's just who we are.
Yes, there are certain cars that we're going to test drive that we absolutely hate. Things that I wouldn't be caught dead in, but for the purpose of comedy, so I can shred them apart, I think I'll go ahead and sacrifice them.
And I will say, there are a few cars that I'm looking to run in. I'm looking very much to sit in and to go.
And there's one in particular for myself as well, yes. So. And there's some other ones I'd like to go ahead and wouldn't mind spitting on while I'm inside.
Yeah, so that'll be very interesting. We're being told you need to film it. Yes, but since internet radio
allow us.
Since internet radio is a medium that needs voice, we are going to be smuggling in, and I do mean smuggling in, a voice recorder.
Yes, because I got to be honest with you, man. You know, it's not going to work if I do video clips, dude. Because, I mean, that's like trying to, like, listen to NASCAR on the radio, but worse.
You know, we have people at work that do that. They listen to, and he's in the mall!
What
good is that? It's a visual medium. Come on now. So, Claude, you got anything you want to cover the rest of the show?
You know...
We have, looking at the clock, we have about 7 minutes before we have to do the turnover.
7 minutes for the turnover.
Need filler.
Well, I have a question.
No one's fucking called.
When are we going to be switching to our new time?
Well, right now, yes. Thank you for reminding me, because we have, like I said, listen up. This is very important. It's not like we're not going to repeat it 100 more times. We are going to be doing a time change here in the near future. Spankwagon Radio will be going later. We actually will be going into the we'll be starting at 7 p.m. Las Vegas time. Get your watches out and, you know, do the shit yourself. But we're going to be doing 7 to 9 in the near future. We don't have a launch date. What I will strongly recommend is everybody go to spankwagon.net. It's totally free. You don't have to sign up to read the shit. You don't have to sign up to submit an article. It's really nice. You do have to sign up to comment. Fights the spam a little. But if you go to the site, we will have all the information there as to the new times. Also on Spankwagon, we are going to be bringing back a very popular feature. And once that feature is back, we hope everybody will enjoy it and actually use it for what it's worth. But that is also coming in the near future. So, spankwagon.net, not vftp.net, that's the wrong one you clicked to.
I'm going through my
bookmarks.
Going,
Jesus, have you updated the bookmarks anytime in the last 20 years?
I noticed that vftp.net's not been updated quite a lot.
There's a reason, but there's a definite reason.
Why is that? I'm trying to go through your cat and mouse pictures and some are missing.
There's a good reason. Reverend Hammer is the reason, so ask him. Listener, Reverend Hammer. So anyhow, so basically, folks, that's what's going on. Why don't we go ahead and just start wrapping this up? Let me play the wrap-up music, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Because I really have clicked on to something I've liked. Could you bring mine up to zero? Oh, maybe not. Let's take it down to zero so I can clear this.
Okay. So much for you.
I didn't realize it was playing.
I didn't know what was going on. You can't blame me. Not bad.
You have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
I have been your host, Torrenter.
I, of course, am Claude Balls,
who is the $1.50 sugar daddy of internet radio. We want to say a bunch of thank yous to a lot of people that helped make this show very possible across the country, across the continent. Want to say a big thank you to LVRocks.com. Yes, thank you, Diggs, for allowing us to play in your studio and have a lot of fun.
Once more.
Want to say a big thank you to PureRockRadio.net. They're broadcasting us out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Saskatoon,
Canada. A big thank you down to Tyler, where he runs ExtremeRadioTampa.com. And every week he has a whole new front page. You should see it. This thing is more versatile than a Magic 8-Ball. Big thank you to Rebroadcasters. I made it up on the fly. I'm running out of material.
I'm just thinking, how is the Magic 8-Ball versatile?
Hey, it answers.
I've tried using them as a doorstop.
Magic 8-Balls answer all of my questions.
So does he.
Am I going to get laid? Yeah! Oh, ask again later. Want to say a big thank you to our Rebroadcaster. Hey, they got us on at Monday nights at 11. I can handle that. Megarock-radio.com. Big thank you to, of course, the Juke, who runs kchost.net. He's covering us live. Also, big thank you to realmusicnetwork.com, making sure that we're big in the Midwest. Also, want to say a big thank you to Friends of Spankwagon. Want to say thank you to All Star Felons. Ooh, that's Reverend Hammer's site. Toe with his Ars Anime. Don't forget Daily Noise. Catch that on some of these syndicates, even. Big thank you to Subject to Discussion, for being a friend of the wagon. That's Sean O'Mac. You can catch him in our archive. Also, a big thank you to VFTP.net. That's Virtual One.
Jesus, I know why they limit people to 3 minutes at the Academy Awards now.
You know, we don't go through them. We don't go through the main list that often, so it's nice when we do. Want to say also, just to kill some time, is he in the room? Is he still in the room? What's your name? Who's the man? Who runs the boards? Who's giving me a sore throat? Who's under the table sucking off Claude?
Oh, gee. Oh, fuck. I can't move. Am I lagging? I can't move.
I guess he isn't under the table sucking off Claude.
Oh, God.
Alfred.
Leroy, you moron.
Hey.
Beat Leroy.
Hey, guys. Everybody? French? Myself?
Claude Balls? Me, Claude Balls.
And?
Leroy!
Everybody have a great night. We will see you all again next week. Remember to go to spankwagon.net. Keep your eye on those times. It's
Please.
Very important.
Because not even I know.
We'll be back next week.
Spankwagon. Have a good night.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.